T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy & Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Hey, Arch, I don't try to get competitive with other shows on the station, but I did hear you on site with Dukes and Bell the other day. I'm just saying this Publix indicator would have fed you for the day.
That's a good point.
If you stopped by to see us today.
Where are you guys located today? Where are you guys at?
Yeah.
We're down in Decatur. The address, if you want to put in your GPS,
yeah.
Boy, Arch.
2720
Decatur, yeah,
East Ponce de Leon.
I'm not coming to Decatur.
That's
tomorrow.
A professional move, though, Arch. That's a professional move, what you just did there. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Arch, obviously diving into the matchup going on this weekend, the New England Patriots. Look, we have a number of injuries. We've been wrestling, and kind of one of the conversations we've had over the last couple of days is who would be more important to get back. Now, luckily, it looks like both of them are on track to get back, but Michael Penix against Drake London, I think obviously you want that battery back. I'm curious to see what the passing game looks like, but your thoughts on getting both those guys back in the fold and hopefully getting that connection reestablished and allowing this offense to move forward.
Yeah, I'd be surprised, Mike, if they don't play. I think that Drake and Penix will be on the field. I think there's a good, you know, Mooney's tracking in the right direction. I think you're going to get guys back that are feeling a little bit better. I mean, I think that guys are spending a little bit more time on the practice field as opposed to the training room. You know as well as I do, some of those reports that come out, they have to put a guy on a report if he's in the training room. So it doesn't mean that he's not out there doing stuff. So I'll be surprised if you're not, if you don't have your guys out there playing.
Well, speaking of guys that could be back, if and when he comes back this weekend, Arch, with the some of the stuff going on in the linebacker core and just how the defense has been affected, could you see Jalen Walker's role kind of expanding and changing a little bit to where maybe he's not just lined up on the edge on the line of scrimmage? Maybe they move him around a little bit and use his athleticism as an advantage, and you kind of get him back to a few of the things that he did at Georgia?
Well, it'd be nice to be able to do that, Bo, but he hadn't done any of that in practice. He hasn't done any of that in training camp. So what you've done is you've taught him and worked with him on the edge in Olbrich's defense. So to just convert a guy to the middle or move him back to the middle is not as simple as it may sound. Okay, yeah, he did it at Georgia. Well, Georgia's system's different than what Olbrich's doing. So just to rotate him back to the middle, the problem with what's going on in the middle is that Divine Diablo was not hesitating when he saw something. He was coming right now. There's hesitation. JD hadn't played enough. And this whole deal that it's getting laid in JD Bertrand's lap is a joke. I mean, he was on the field in a couple plays, highly publicized plays, where he was trailing a guy down on the goal line, where he picked him up on a crossing route, and he was trying to run with him as Tua got out of the pocket. There was a curl route where he got isolated on the third inside receiver, happened to be a waddle. But to think that JD Bertrand is the reason people are running the football on us or aren't making play, that's ridiculous. He's one of 11 guys on the field. He just happened to be in a place a couple times where he made some mistakes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that because I thought that the play at the pylon that J.D. Bertrand was trailing on, that's not terrible coverage given the situation. On the flip side, Achan that scored, you know, inside the 5-yard line at the other end, Caden Ellis is nowhere to be found. You know, they run that little rub route, and, you know, he's 10 yards behind him, but J.D. Bertrand obviously is going to get most of the headlines this week. Arch, I want to talk a little bit more and dive in a little bit deeper. You've seen a lot of that kind of 5-2, or at least you did last week, where it's – really, it's a 3-4 shell, but they've kind of tightened those guys up to the inside eye of the tackles, playing the B gaps, the big bodies. What do you think they go about this week? Because I've been trying to diagnose, like, what exactly Josh McDaniels is doing offensively and almost comparing it to what we've seen from the Commanders or the Bills or the 49ers. It's very unique in the way they go about their business, and I'll be curious to see what Jeff Ulbrich does with that defensive front this weekend.
Yeah, this will be – we'll get back to seeing some of the stuff. I think that from a run game standpoint, Mike, it looks – you know, they got a lot of 21 personnel in the game. They do a lot of stuff with 12 personnel as well. So they use the tight ends in the backs to kind of old school, right, kind of old school way of running the football, which a little bit – the Niners showed you a little bit of that. I think that Miami showed you a little bit of that as well with the two back set, and then you brought in the extra tight end with the offensive lineman. So, you haven't fixed anything. You're trending in the wrong direction. The last two games, you gave up 174 yards rushing to the 49ers, 141 yards rushing to Miami. So you're going to find out if you fix that. And this is a New England team. Then the last two games have run for 175, 177 yards on the ground. So they want to run the football, and you're going to get tested. And so how do you go about defending that? It's almost like offense, Mike. It'd be fun to sit down, you and I, and chop it up as far as what you're seeing. A lot of teams are running the same stuff. I mean, when you look up, there's a lot of teams running this tight 3-4 like you're talking about. It's almost like a bear look, only without the two linebackers on it. They got a bear, they got a linebacker on either side, and then they're tightening down in the middle to try to take away those three interior blockers so they can't get up to the second level, let those linebackers run. We're not doing as good a job as other teams are doing with it, and I think that a lot of teams are using the same system. It's going to be a matter of swallowing up. It's going to be a matter of not hesitating, coming downhill and making plays against the run game. And I think the piece of the run game that's really going to be a major part, and I know you guys have talked about it, is Drake May. You know, he's got over 250 yards rushing in the game. They've got three guys that have 250-plus yards rushing, and he's one of them. And so you're going to get back to having to defend the quarterback, and it's not designed run game. It's just him dropping back and picking lanes and taking off. So it'll be interesting to see how we handle that.
Well, you want to talk about, you know, everything being laid at one person's feet. That's a little bit of Zach Robinson's last couple of weeks, Arch, with the struggles of the offense as far as scoring points. They've moved the ball well until last week, which they really didn't even move the ball well. How do you come out and get a struggling offense started early in a game like this and try to set a tone? Now, to you, what would you try to do, try to either call or come out planning to do when you get, you're hopefully going to get, as you said earlier, like guys like Penix and Drake London and such back?
Well, there's got to be some counters off of what you're doing, Bo. I think that the one thing that maybe if you start talking about the variety of what we're doing on offense, there's variety there. It's just that last week we weren't able to get into a lot of the variety because you just weren't on the field very much. So how do you – as your question is, how do you kickstart it? I know that everybody wants us to run the football, but to run the football against 7- and 8-man boxes can be difficult. I think that you got to be able to take what the defense gives you. And if it's perimeter throwing the football, if it's getting the ball, stretching them sideline to sideline early on with the screen game, with the quick game, get them to realize that, hey, we're going to let Penix throw the football some, and then you can get to the run game. But ultimately, you're going to lean on the run game. The offensive linemen threw themselves on the sword. They said that they didn't come off the ball. They didn't recognize things. It was a recognition thing in their mind that helped create some problems. And I thought Charlie Warner has got to play better because he's an integral part of the run game. But ultimately, it's just execute better, play better. But, yes, take some of the little things that they're giving you, some of the perimeter pass game, some of that easy stuff that that teams give up on first down.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Arch, I want to dive back into that a little bit, and I'm with Bo. I think Zach Robinson obviously has taken the brunt of it, and I've been part of that conversation as well, because I'm with you. There needs to be more counters built into what we're doing, especially in the run game, but I want to focus on some of the fourth down plays that we saw a week ago. And, you know, you throw a back shoulder to David Sills. There's miscommunication. You throw another route on like a fourth down to Kadarrell Hodge along the sideline, and I think you see it differently as a quarterback, but I think for most of us watching, it's like that cannot be the best option when it's, you know, fourth and two or whatever else it comes to. What did you make of those situations? And do you think that was, you know, at the line of scrimmage decision by Kirk Cousins? Or do you think that's Zach Robinson saying, hey, we got 1-on-1 on the outside, let's take a chance?
No, it's solely the quarterback's decision, Mike, to make decisions with the football. If you got a 3-by-1, let's take the Kadarrell Hodge situation, for instance. Kadarrell's lined up left. He's lined up on the 6-2 corner, Rasul Douglas, and then you've got a 3-by-1, so you got three receivers on the other side where you're going to try to run some kind of rub against man coverage or some kind of zone buster if they had to play zone. Well, Kirk decides to throw the fade. And the fade is a low percentage throw. I said it during the broadcast. You can't throw the ball there on fourth and four. The completion percentage there is about 8-9%. Plus, you've got a corner that's 6-2 with the length that Douglas has. If you win cleans, you're going to build in shot plays on everything, even if it's on fourth down. So if he wins on the fade, throw it. Throw it down the stem, we got a big play. But he didn't win on it. You glance at it, you didn't win on it. You got to get off it, and you got to come back the other side to the three receiver set. So, yes, there's calls made, and every call, usually if it's a pass play, has a shot play in it. You don't have to take that play. And if I remember anything about playing quarterback, it was pounded in my head, down in distance, down in distance, down in distance. That's where you go with the football. We need to move the chains, and I need to get over to that combination route that's going to allow me to give us another set of downs.
Arch, you kind of touched on Drake May earlier, and you talked about his rushing yards. He has been good at the run game. He's been good in for the most part protecting the football, but he has been sacked 28 times, which is one of the worst in the league as far as a team giving up. What have you seen on film from Drake May in his second year? I think he's what, like 21 starts into his career.
Well, part of it is that Myles Garrett had 5 sacks last week, so that kind of skews the number a little bit when you've got a guy that's as good and as dominant as Myles Garrett is. But I think that there's always the little bit you're still learning as a quarterback. You tend to hang on to the ball a little bit more to try to make something, to try to get something happening downfield in the pass game. But you also don't give up on plays. If you're as athletic as he is, he doesn't want to throw the ball out of bounds and reload. He wants to go try to create something. That's still that piece that he's trying to learn. Okay, I got to give up on this play. I got to throw the ball away. Let's line back up on 2nd and 10, as opposed to me making a play and now all of a sudden it's 2nd and 17 because I took a sack. Now he's made some plays, and that's the part that's tough for him, is he's gotten out of trouble a couple times and made some big plays. So when do you make that decision to try to make something happen or to give up on the play and throw it away? And I think he's still working on some of that.
Well, Dave, we are certainly looking forward to Sunday's game. Of course, pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 11, then catch Dave and Wes when things kick off at 1 right here on 92.9 The Game. Dave, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you Monday.
Always fun talking to you guys. Y'all take care.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.